Okay, I think it's about 10 minutes. We will call to order the Internal Affairs meeting. Let the record show it is Tuesday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Huh. Okay, now that I've been distracted, we will go to item number one, which is hurricane preparedness.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Laura King with Commission staff. I'm here to just provide you a brief overview of our most recent hurricane preparedness meeting, which took place on March 18th of this year. Each of the IOUs participated and did a PowerPoint presentation for us, as well as a member of the cooperatives and the municipals. So we've got a lot of different perspectives. As in prior years, the topics discussed were the individual inspection programs, maintenance and repair programs, as well as the specific communication and recovery plans. Some areas of common concerns emerged, which are a lot of the same areas that we've heard about throughout the years. Limited resources post-storm, direct impacts of a Category 4 or 5 storm, a catastrophic storm, multiple storms impacting the same area, and single storms impacting multiple companies. We highlighted some of the key points from those presentations. I could go through those if you'd like. The presentations are all on our website, along with the utility's most recent reliability reports as well. We'd be glad to answer any questions or go through the key points if you'd like.
Number one, I want to thank you for this. You know, we've been blessed because we haven't had to deal with any hurricanes for, what, the last 10 years? But I guess the question I have is, are there any real changes, substantive changes from years past? I mean, there's no local lessons, new lessons learned, but are there any things added to things that may, the hurricanes that hit up north, the hurricanes that hit other places, tornadoes, that sort of stuff?
No, sir. There was really nothing surprising in the recent presentations. The companies seem to be proceeding along. They're following our orders. So there's really been nothing. It was interesting. There was some discussion by Gulf about the ice storm that they had last January, which was, you know, lesson learned from that is not a whole lot of experience with ice in North Florida. And in that case, the outages weren't near as catastrophic as trying to get to the outages. So, no, sir, there was really nothing new or surprising presented in this last meeting.
Okay. I don't see any of the lights on, so I do appreciate what you've done and
yes,
for your presentation. Next, we are going to actually have an update from General Counsel first before Executive Director.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the work that Kelly Corberry and Adam Teitzman did in bringing us to a settlement to collect the regulatory assessment fees from Country Club Utilities. Excuse me. As you know, the Country Club was abandoned by the owners, and then they went into receivership with the city of Sebring as a receiver. And there was a mortgage or a note in a mortgage secured by a mortgage that was given to the owners, but had no mention of our regulatory assessment fees in that. So Kelly prepared a petition to enforce our agency action and to intervene in the action. That led to a series of negotiations. At times it required a lot of diplomacy. At other times it required her to be very hard-headed, and I think she succeeded in both counts very well. In the end, she negotiated a settlement that we've reached, whereas the city of Sebring has given us a note for all our regulatory assessment fees. It's secured by a mortgage on the utility property, and it takes precedence over the mortgage that was given to Mr. Harris. Along with that, the public counsel intervened in the case as well. We worked with them, and I think through their efforts, they got an agreement from the city of Sebring to make ensure that there would be no fee on customers to interconnect the Sebring system with Country Club, as well as that they would pay rates that are no different than other customers who are located outside the city. So it was just a wonderful conclusion, their hard work, and I just wanted to acknowledge that and also appreciate the city of Sebring because they worked with us and made this happen.
And you got OPC involved, huh? Do you know people over there?
I don't care. Do you want to say something?
I have to say, I was glad to see that we are getting some out of that. I know as we were going down that path, it seemed like that utility is going to get away, and there's going to be those funds that we weren't going to get our hands on. And this is kind of a rarity for us. And so I do appreciate the first time. Well, there you go.
And Mr. Chairman, on a sadder note, I have to report that Adam will be leaving us. He's leaving next Thursday. Or Thursday next week is his last day. We've been trying to twist his arm so badly to get him to stay, but he has family matters in Southeast Florida and needs to return there. So we're very sorry to see Adam go.
Well, if we don't approve that, then he can't go, correct? Well, it's going to be sad to see you go. And I do understand that you have things you have to attend to, and good luck with all that. Charlie, that's it?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Executive Director's report. Do you have good news, too?
I have. It's all good news after this early afternoon. And not to put too fine a point on it, it is, in fact, the first time that we've been able to secure this kind of result in defense of what winds up being our work. And it really gives you a glimpse of just what the myriad of things that your legal department actually does. It's not really all about, yes, it's okay to amend the recommendation and we need administrative assist. You know, they actually step out of the regulatory world on occasion more than even I knew. And so this is a really good result. As the side of the house that's most focused on our fees, I'm over the moon. But I'll stop talking about it. Thank you, Charlie and Adam and Kelly. We heard about hurricane preparedness for your utilities, and that actually creates a nice segue for me. We recently tested our continuation of operations plan. We have to do that every year. We have to file it with the Division of Emergency Management, and so that our continuity as an agency, our work both here and in our branch offices out in Miami and Tampa, are also work in coordinated fashion so that we can continue our work and during a natural disaster. Really quickly, we've tested all our emergency call trees. We do have, if you've noticed, signage designating the location of safe locations inside the building, and we've reviewed those and updated them. And finally, there's floor wardens that are designated for each floor to make sure that our employees and staff members are kept safe and directed in a proper manner, and each of them, to add, has CPR certification. So we just wanted to let you know that we are all doing our part in terms of disaster preparedness. A couple of quick announcements, since we didn't have an internal affairs last month. The commission recently presented a couple of triple E awards, the E's again for energy efficiency effort, to two very deserving organizations. The first is Guisin's Food Group in Tampa. They are TECO customers, and their award or their efforts involved retrofitting their 55,000 square foot warehouse, which gave them some savings. And secondly, Chairman Graham recognized Pastor Michael Hutchinson at the Power of Faith Ministries. They installed new ceiling insulation with the help of Florida Power and Light that actually made such an impact in financial terms on the church that it allowed it to add additional services with no increased energy costs. So that is how you translate savings into action. So we're very, very, very proud of not just the customers' efforts, but the assistance of the utilities. And lastly, just reminding those of us that have reached a certain age that May is Older Americans Month, and the commission is doing many, many things around the state to help our seniors stay protected by staying informed. That includes sessions throughout the state to help seniors save money both on utility bills as well as avoiding scams. The presentations will give them also tips on energy, information about lifeline assistance, the telephone discount program, and also ways to protect themselves from scammers. The schedule for activities, I think, should be up on our website, I believe. I'm looking for a nod. Okay. So you can find details about when they're occurring and anybody else listening from our website. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much. We are now to other business. I guess the first thing is session is over. Well, at least the first round of session. And I do want to congratulate both Commissioner Petronas and Commissioner Brown for their appointment. I don't know if you know this, but there was 338 appointments that Scott tried to make, and I think there was over 100 or so that did not go through this time. So, and we know their appointments are a little different than ours, where if you don't get appointed, then there's other kind of issues that kind of kick in, and we don't need to get into those details because it didn't happen, thank God. But I am glad that you guys made it through, and I think you guys represented very well, at least the committee meetings that I went to and the senators that I've talked to. So that says a lot. I think this commission has changed a lot since I've been here, and I'm glad that we are still Team Florida and we are still moving forward. And, Jimmy, it's great to have you on board. And Ryan. Back on board. Any other matters to come before us? Seeing none, I think we are adjourned. Everybody travel safe.